Silver Spring City Council approved an agreement that will allow the Hopkins County Genealogical Society to be moved to the Public Library Building pending approval by the Genealogical Society. Only two society members spoke against the move Tuesday night during the regular city council meeting, Gilda Kane of Commerce and her daughter Crystal Dawson of Roy City. Kane pointed out that several of the collections were privately owned, Genealogical Society was an incorporated separate entity from the city, and that moving the library would have, in her opinion, an economic impact on the downtown area. Dawson said that as a member of the Friends of the Library and the Genealogical Society, she feared the move would restrict usage of the public library building. Kane raised an issue about a grand jury and litigation against the Hopkins County Genealogical Society, but when pressed for more information and questions from Councilman Craig Johnson, she refused to elaborate. Councilman Clay Walker pointed out that the only two to speak against the move are not Hopkins County nor Silver Spring citizens. Kayla Price, Mayor Pro Tem, asked about any termination of the agreement at a future date. City Attorney Jim McElroy answered that no council could impose their will on future councils. However, the agreement called for the city to assist the Genealogical Society in relocation should the city terminate the 99-year agreement. McElroy also pointed out that the city maintains and pays for utilities to the public library building on North Davis Street, and moving the Genealogical Society to the facility would add little expense. Price said the city is offering the opportunity for the move and that the Genealogical Society is at liberty to accept or reject the offer. The council unanimously agreed to approve the agreement. The Genealogical Society will vote on the agreement at a future meeting, according to Ronnie Glossop, a member of the Genealogical Society. Following the meeting, City Manager Mark Maxwell told KSST News that the Genealogical Library move to the public library would facilitate growth in the downtown area.
The idea of the agreement is that the Genealogical Society is going to move to the library, and they'll be in the large meeting room, and they're going to sell their two buildings on Main Street and split the proceeds with the city.
Is this a sure thing that the society will do this?
I wouldn't say that it's a sure thing, but they are in favor of it, and I expect to see it happen.
It's about the cost to the city.
There aren't any really additional costs to the city. We already pay for the electricity. We already pay for the insurance. We already pay for the building maintenance. And this would give them a place to live, and it would produce some income to the city, but primarily it's going to free up two buildings on Main Street for retail use.
Is that the bigger issue?
For me it is, absolutely.
The question was, or they raised the fact that they do bring some people downtown, but do they in essence bring that many people downtown?
They do bring some people downtown, and they keep good records of the number of people they bring downtown. They will still bring people to town. But remember, when we went through our branding, our goal is to become the Granbury of Northeast Texas, or to become the Fredericksburg of Northeast Texas. And that's going to involve retail and dining.
In other business, the council approved a financial package for Silver Springs Hopkins County Economic Development Corporation to use in facilitating the move of companies from California to Silver Springs. That announcement will come sometime in January, according to Roger Figley, director of the Silver Springs EDC. Councilperson Emily Glass was reelected chair, and Oscar Aguilar and Kayla Price were reappointed to Tax Increment Financing Reinvestment Zone No. 1. KSST News.